Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
Democrats are practically giddy about their prospects for taking control of Congress.
They see a blue wave on the horizon, and the next 225 days until November 6th cannot come fast enough. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So, the special election calendar has not been kind to Republicans this year.
After the recent congressional race in Pennsylvania, every Republican in a district that Donald Trump won by less than 20 points is worried. Or at least they should be.
In Michigan, that's all of them.
The race in Pennsylvania seems to have given Democrats a template for winning conservative-leaning Republican-held seats.
And there are at least a couple of Michigan Dems who would fit the profile of national defense Democrats.
Matt Morgan in northern Michigan's 1st congressional district. He's a former Marine Corps officer.
Running in a Republican-leaning district that Donald Trump won by 58%.
In Michigan's 8th congressional district, there's former CIA officer Alyssa Slotkin. She wants to beat two-term Republican incumbent Mike Bishop.
Democrats are especially interested in districts with what are called pivot counties. 2 out of 10 Michigan voters live in counties where voters went for Barack Obama, but then voted for Donald Trump.
Democrats looking for voters who seem ready to switch parties if there's a viable alternative.
History certainly suggests the party in the White House and the party controlling Congress can expect to lose seats in the midterms.
And right now, Democrats appear competitive in more seats than even they expected.
But they will need the right candidates.
These individual districts are all individual. They're all different. And applying one candidate template across 435 congressional districts is asinine.
That's Joe DeSano, Democratic strategist here in Michigan.
He says, sure, Democrats appear to be on strong footing going into 2018, and a lot of moderate Democrats have been winning. But
I don't think there's any set rules. I think it really depends on the district and the candidate. But I can tell you that the one candidate fits all districts template is a disaster almost every time you try it.
There's a lot of talk right now about the Democrats' future. A recent op-ed in the New York Times with the headline, "Should Democrats Embrace the Center or Abandon It?" kind of says it all.
Progressives see their moment.
There are plenty of liberals who don't want a so-called moderate or blue dog Democrat. Bernie Sanders supporters who feel like this is their chance. And we've kind of seen this movie before.
Sure. Democrats in 2016 who were so unwilling to vote for Hillary Clinton in the general election that they decided not to vote or to vote with a third party like Jill Stein.
It seems like Democrats have the momentum going into 2018.
But we could see the same centrist versus progressive conundrum come back to haunt the party yet again.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.